Hello, everyone out there. Cap is back. I'm kidding. He's not.
I'm like, here.
The cap, not you. The cap we actually care about. And he's not back. Because we're here to talk about the new episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier. That's episode 4 to be exact. That's The Whole World is Watching to be exact. Please excuse how I look. I just took a shower because, you know, a girl's gotta be clean every now and then.
I'm gonna be honest, Omar looks worse than you look. So what's his excuse?
Speaking of, pour one out for our homie, Omar Zaki himself. We are gonna have a moment of silence for our missing brother tonight because he's making dinner and spending time with his beautiful wife and baby because their power went out. It's a tough life they're living.
Yeah, for some reason,
we miss him dearly.
There's just been like a 24-hour storm over the city of New Orleans. So
been freaking weird because when they say hurricanes are going to hit us, it's like barely a drizzle.
But right?
On a normal Tuesday, we all have to fear for our lives. It's great, really.
When I was walking outside the house like an hour ago, I was like, this is more wind than any of the last couple storms we've had.
Dude, it's like, holy shit. I tried driving, I've told you guys in the past, I'm living in Slidell right now, but I'm working in New Orleans, and I'm driving across the bridge to come home, which you have to drive over this huge body of water, and it's like super windy to the point where I'm like, oh shit, am I safe? Then I have this grand idea. I'm like, oh, there's an 18-wheeler on one side of me. If I get on the side of him, it'll block the wind and I can drive. So I'm doing that. It's great. It seems like a great idea. I get home, tell my parents about it. They're like, hey, like 18-wheelers are tipping over out there. So like, glad it didn't fall on you. And I'm like, cool. You'd think I'd think better under pressure, but I really just don't. So that's how my night
Oh,
went.
God. I'm really glad you made it home safely. Just examining your logic now. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. It wasn't too great of an idea, but hey, I'm here, and we're here to talk about a great-ass episode and show. If I haven't already told you guys, which I know I haven't, we're press play again, like we've always been, continuing. It's me, Bailey, with him, wherever he is. That's Matt.
You pointed the right way.
We're missing our third amigo, which is Omar Zaki. He'll be back with us on the next episode that we do. Had to miss out tonight. Dear friend, dear, dear friend of the community that we don't have.
He's a good guy. He's a real good guy.
We're going to go ahead and dive into this, though. This new episode called The Whole World is Watching. And boy, did that not make sense until the very end of the episode. So great, though.
When quite literally.
So worth the title. So worth the title.
Yeah. People, I tell you what, they pull out their phones fast. Real fucking fast.
I mean, yeah. Come on. It's 21st century, people. Like, idiot. You know? Yeah, there it is. Yeah. It's been out. It's out. So, we have to talk about some very important things that happened in this episode. First off, what did you think of it, Matt?
Let's see. This episode was fantastic. Super
Sweet.
Good.
That's it?
Super good. That's all I got. No, No, I did like every episode so far. I mean, I've really been digging the show, but this one, shit clearly hits the fan at the end. I like that it got a little bit complicated with Zemo in this episode. Kind of had
Rightfully
some
so.
Different leverage plays going on here. We got right into the Wakanda stuff early on too, which I liked that. You know, it was kind of interesting how they were just like, you know, how long did they give him? Was it what, like a day?
Eight hours.
No, tell you what, that's not a lot of time.
It's really random.
To use your like criminal that you broke out of prison for all the good that you're trying to do. You know what I mean? 8 hours is not that much time.
Well, he's a murderer. So,
he is.
You know, typically they're given 8 hours to redeem themselves.
Yeah, 8 hours is the line. So keep that in mind if you ever commit a crime and you think you're going to get broken out. You know, it's not forever. As we're seeing with Zemo here. But no, yeah, I liked everything going on in this episode. I thought there were a couple things that felt a little bit awkward to me. Some of just like the dialogue going on sort of in the middle of the episode. It was weird. Like I thought the conversation with Carly, right? That's her name. I keep forgetting her name. When Sam and her were talking, it was a really powerful moment. But it was like something about it was just weird to me. Like the whole way he like tricked her,
Right. Which we'll
and
get
she
into
was like,
that.
She was like, oh, you tricked me. And I was like, it's cool that that happened. But I was like, the way that that played out was just a little bit weird. Like, it was a little hard to follow almost. I was like, I don't really know what's going on here. But yeah, overall, I love the episode. What a wild ending that I can't wait to talk about. And things are really ramping up here on the old Falcon Winter Soldier. You know, two episodes left. I'm ready to see what's going to happen.
I know. I'm so glad. I loved this episode too. The last two episodes have really just hit a note for me. I don't know what it is. I don't know why Zemo coming into the picture is what's completely changed and made this show that much better for me, but it's working and I don't want him to ever go away.
Who would've
I love
thought?
Zemo. I did think there was like some sort of like, I get what you're saying. There's some sort of weak parts with dialogue and like, I don't know. It's not like you don't need to be super nitpicky about it or anything. Like, it was fine. It's just like, it was just fine kind of thing. So I get what you're saying with that. But other than that, the action was, God, the action was phenomenal in this episode. So they made sure to hit all, like they did the whole, we're hitting the most climactic parts of the show in this episode that we have 2 more hours to wrap everything up, which I actually really appreciate that. Because I didn't think it was going to be possible to wrap up any of this shit, like from like there's so many storylines to follow. But now that we saw the last episode, I'm like, oh, I actually do think.
Yeah, I think they're going to be able to.
Yeah, so that's cool to see. But enough about all of that mishigosh. Let me tell you about this other mishigosh that we have to go through before we start diving into this episode. If you want to listen to us on anything other than YouTube, which I don't understand why. You should always subscribe to us and like us on here. But if you don't, that's cool too. You can listen to us on Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Apple Podcasts. And don't forget, click 5 freaking stars. That's all you got to do. If you want to follow us on social media, it's at Again Press on Twitter and at PressPlayAgain on Instagram. We post like updates of what's coming up that we're going to talk about and discuss. Just funny shit. We put Matt's face and Omar's face on Godzilla and King Kong. We do stuff like stupid because who has time for real things? We just do easy things. But they're funny. So you can come join us for that. And we will be posting always our Falcon and Winter Soldier discussions on Thursdays at 10 a.m. So you can come check those out. We're going to do it continuing through Falcon and Winter Soldier and then even more onto like any of the other shows coming out on Disney Plus and all the good stuff, you know. Maybe we'll talk about Invincible. I don't know. We haven't discussed
we
that
should.
Yet, but the more I
what
watch
a show.
It, the more I think God. About it, I'm like, we should just discuss this show. Anyway, this is neither here nor there, you know. But yeah, leave us comments about anything you want and discuss all of this with us because we want to know what y'all think too. Other than that, that's all I got. So we can actually start talking about this episode. And boy, oh boy, Matthew, you know, I know he knows how much I love Bucky, right?
She has always loved Bucky. About, I think 3 years ago, I gave her a little action figure of Bucky.
He did. I still have it. I should have had it prepared for this moment, but I don't. So.
Back then, it was a joke because I thought Bucky was pretty lame, and I thought Bailey was just like sexually attracted to this this robot man, Bucky. I thought it was the arm. Now I'm seeing
both.
Now I'm seeing there's a lot more depth to this guy. I mean, speaking of fucking, right when this episode starts,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
like, people are like petitioning to get him nominated for this performance for like an Emmy or whatever, and I'm like. Yes, I see that because
I'd be about it.
His emotional performance just in like his face, not even really saying anything, is very impressive. This whole I thought it was so cool too how like they bring in these characters from Wakanda and then the next episode we get, they literally start you in the episode like in Wakanda, which is cool as hell. Like
oh yeah.
One of the coolest things this show or the two shows we've seen have done.
Anytime you see the shot, the overshot of Wakanda and like
the music. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, give it to me.
Yeah. No,
I know where we're at
with that. But yeah, no, I think that part was so amazing. And you kind of get to see more of like, I believe you pronounce her name Io.
Yes.
If I'm wrong.
Io or Ao.
I butcher a lot of things, so it's my
sure how she said my but, name.
I just said Matthew, so no. I can't even come up with something on the fly. But yeah, so it just shows their dynamic and their friendship and like what their connection more, which is great because it helps us understand why there's like a connection with them in general in this show. I don't know. It was awesome. So we get that whole part and then you get her saying he's got 8 hours. And I'm like, ooh,
8 hours.
That's weird.
But it makes sense. Just, I mean, I thought it was going to be.
Does it though?
Well, yeah, because I mean, Zemo literally did kill their king, right?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it makes sense for the story we're given, but in real terms.
Oh, you mean why would she even give 8 hours?
She wouldn't give him any time. She'd be like, "No, we're literally taking him."
That is true. So I guess
that's why you're supposed to believe her relationship with Bucky.
Yes.
Really matters.
I was going to say, so. I chalk it up to, especially the scene we're given before, she literally cured Bucky of his winter soldierness, as I'm going to call it, I guess, for the rest of this episode. But yeah, so they clearly have a relationship. I was reading too, I think that's the first time we ever see Bucky speak in Wakandan too, when he's talking to her, cool. Which is really freaking cool. But it shows, you know, there is that connection between these two characters. I feel like him working with Zemo is probably about the worst thing he could do for that connection. So 8 hours is pretty generous. I'm with you. That seems like some MCU magic to keep everybody on leveling, playing, or, you know, working together, whatnot. Because I think that the, you know, Wakanda would be very quick to be like, fuck no. Don't care what Zemo is doing. We're not letting him out. But
they pretty much did that like 20 minutes later in the episode.
I was going to say 8 hours and went by very fast in episode time.
It proves that they don't like take any shit, which is actually really cool. But then you finally get the whole thing where Zemo puts the jacket back on. And that's all I cared about, because the second he puts that jacket on, I think he's the coolest friggin' motherfucker in the room. Like, it's
so jacket works on him.
I don't know why. It's just so cool to me. But then they go and they try and like track down Carly and them. Carly and the gang, and
trying to figure out.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Because he starts offering kids candy.
Yeah, I was going to say the Turkish delight he's giving out to kids.
Which, did you remember that that's the candy they use in Chronicles of Narnia?
Yes. What's his face? Edmund? Is that the kid's name?
That part used to scar. It scarred.
You know what's? Wait a second. That's even weirder, because it wasn't. Yeah, which you already. I just made the connection. It took you, or you know, you already on to it. I'm assuming.
Get
but
to that point.
I know, right? But like, it wasn't just that it was in the Chronicles of Narnia. It's literally how the White Witch
got
him Edmund in the carriage or whatever. He's like, you want some more Turkish delight?
I'm starting to get Hansel and I almost said Hansel. Hansel and Gretel. And the witch from Narnia confused, because I'm like, yeah, she fattens him up like a big old turkey, but I'm like,
that's
a different nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the second he said Turkish delight, I was like,
we know what that Aslan? Does, kids. Yeah.
But so it's like kind of a weird.
Makes it
ends up still being okay.
Makes it a little more normal because he.
It's just a weird way they went with it. Like, yeah.
Well, Zemo goes and he says how it was his kid's favorite candy. So I guess that's what
kind of makes it feel a little bit better. I don't know. I just thought the whole way of him figuring out where the funeral was just a weird way to do it.
Strange.
Like, they're making him so badass. It's like, at that point, why not have him just like. Turn like twist someone's arm and break it or something and be like, tell me where the funeral is, because he already just murdered a bunch of people anyway.
Yeah,
so I just it's weird.
I'm assuming they were trying to like tone down the violence on this episode to make the last shot more impactful about maybe show these characters that we know have killed people before, but show them not doing that, since we're about to really hang on that at the end. Spoilers, we'll get to that. But yeah, speaking to what you're saying too, that scene only gets weirder and weirder when he goes back to meet that girl and have her lead them to the funeral. And you've got a girl, Zemo behind the girl. I think he gave her more candy. I can't remember. But then you have about three or four, you know, two Avengers, two, you know, new makeshift event, whatever we're going to call John Walter and
Walker. Walter.
Walter. John Walter Walker.
It's Walker.
I know. I okay, that's
John
an honest.
Walter, John Walter sounds like an old man that's sitting on his porch and like drinking decaf coffee.
Let's be fair though. Does John Walker sound that much different than John Walter?
It really does make that much of a difference.
Interesting. Okay. All
people right. will I'm agree ready. With me.
agree in the comments. Is John Walter an 80-year-old man and John Walker is a 27-year-old name? But yeah, so it is weird showing all these people following this girl. I was like, this is awkward. And kind of related to John Walker in that moment where he was just like, what the fuck are we doing? Because in my head, I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
This is weird. But that it's like one of those things where Bucky and Falcon in this episode feel like at this point, they feel like a unit. Like they feel like they're like, we got this shit. We are together. We can do this. It's not like they're saying that. They're just acting it, you know? And then we get to the point where Falcon's like, I can talk to Carly. Like, I literally do this. I handle this. I can get like this in a good, like, calm way. And he does it. And the conversation he has with her is a great conversation that just feels one-sided almost.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, him trying to talk to Carly, everything he's saying and the way he's saying it feels like it has heart. And I don't even want to shit on this actress because I'm sure she's great. It's just
I don't even think it's her fault.
Yeah, just for some reason in the moment, it's like, I feel like with the Flag Smashers, they didn't give her much really to work with. Like, they built her background story so fast that it's like, how are you really supposed to care that much about it, you know? So, like, I still am understanding of it, and I can get behind, like, the reasonings for what she's doing, but the conversation fell a little flat for me.
See, for me too, it's not even like her, like I totally get her motivations and everything, and it's really just the weird dialogue that they gave her to work with in this was like, it was just a weird thing of like that I don't even remember what she said he got her on. She was like, wait, you tricked me. What was it? What did she fucking say that she was
It was like because I forgot. It's because they were calling her a supremacist.
Okay.
And he was like trying to trick her into admitting that
she is a supremacist.
And at some point she was like, I'd kill them all again. And you're just like, okay. I don't think I would have slipped up saying
that. Well, so to like, to me, the weird thing is it's not even her slipping up and saying it. It's her like having such conviction of like, oh no, you got me. You tricked me. Like that just seems like something that a small child would say instead. And I guess she is a lot younger. So again, it's a weird nitpick. I'm not saying it even took me out of it. It was more just like a, for the MCU normally having such tight dialogue, even when a joke might fall flat or is corny, I'm not used to more of like an intimate moment like that being a little bit strange and harder to follow. But Sam killing that scene because he said he had a lot of valuable points and really he coming into his own in this episode.
He's so, what's the word? Like,
Captain America? Like, he is literally the next Captain America?
No, I'm more just mean he's like a very sincere person when he talks. Like, he genuinely, like, I feel like I'd really like it if he was my cousin or something. And if I ever had a problem, I could go to him. And he'd give me really sound advice and
cousin
then I'd
Sam.
Listen to it or not listen to it because I don't listen to people. And either way, though, I'm like, Sam's my cousin. And I really think it's what, oh my God, Uncle Sam.
There you go. That's like, not an old man, though.
No, but like Uncle Sam, that's like the thing for like America.
Yeah.
I just am putting that together. That's why I'm like, oh, but not that. I mean, because either way,
it's perfect.
It doesn't matter.
He should be your uncle.
No, that's not even what I'm getting at, but it doesn't matter. I just think it's he's so sincere and everything. And I've loved seeing that because you kind of get to see it, but he's mostly just a jokey character. So in this show, we're finally getting like the real Falcon. And I just have been adoring that. Well,
and that's what I mean in the terms of like he really is showing how he can and should and I think will be the next Captain America because he's showing 100%. All of those qualities that's like we knew that Sam was always such a great guy. But you're right. He's in a lot of the other movies. He's been more comic relief or just sidelined. And it's doing the thing MCU says that we've talked about in all these episodes where it's bringing these characters to the forefront, which is great. But it's, I think, people wanted him to be Captain America, obviously. I don't think you really had to convince, I'm talking about MCU fans right now, that he could be Captain America. Like, I think everyone's already on board, but I think it's doing a really good job of just solidifying that even more, just being like, okay, so that it, you know, so that you can see why Sam really is qualified for this, contrasting to John Walter.
Walker, come
Walker.
On.
Oh my God, what is going on with me? that's terrible. But yeah, so I really appreciate that we're getting time with Sam like that, because it shows that.
And that's the thing, like, you in the exact same episode get the complete opposite with John Walker, who's like pacing back and forth, like waiting to go and not wanting to listen and saying like, this is a stupid way to handle this. And it's like, slow your jets, dude. Like, you, I know you've been to war, but you've never been to war with like aliens or anything. So like, the world's different now. Okay,
yeah, fought aliens yet, dude.
And I love that, like, Bucky's just standing there like the security guard, like his arms are just crossed and he's like, no.
Yeah, what you gonna, like, do? Okay. You gonna pass me?
I think it's funny. But then he like freaks out and ruins it all, and then convinces Carly that somehow all the stuff Falcon just said was a ruse. And it's like, girl, I mean, if you're that insightful, like with everything else, you should understand and see that this man wasn't lying to you, and that he clearly isn't working with this dude. So, well, I don't know. It's, I get why she was like that, because I guess I would be skeptical of anything if I was her, but it's just, of course, like, he had to go ruin it because he's so like arrogant that he can't listen to anyone. It's
he came in
really well with convincing people to not like him.
He came in at the worst possible time too, which is typical, but it was,
yeah,
like,
it's just how it is.
He's like, yeah, like, Sam's just like, dude, let me do this. I know how to talk to people. And it's, of course, dude, he has to just barge in and just fucking ruined it.
And we get, right, and we get the whole fight scene, and then finally, like, Zemo does his little snaky thing he always does, which is like slip off into a corner and then appear right at the right moment. Yeah. And so, like, he appears right at the right moment. And then that scene where they have like all the serum on the ground, and he's just like standing there staring at it, and I was like, there's no way he's gonna take one, because that would completely defeat the purpose of the reason Zemo is Zemo. And lo and behold, he ends up just trying to smash all of them, and I'm just like, of course there's gonna be one left. Like, there's always
there has to be one left.
He couldn't have just, like, I don't know, jumped on them like with his stomach and all smashed them at the same time and like had reach all the way out. I don't think that probably would have been smart, but he could have maybe got them all at once.
Well, if he jumped on it with his stomach, would he have gotten the one that was the one that made it, right? Wasn't even in the area. Like, he smashed all the ones
That's
saw.
That's what I'm saying. If you go on your stomach and you have the reach,
you're saying
smash that with your hand at the same time. Now, I'm saying all of this and I'm realizing they're like syringes.
Yeah, they're.
So I guess technically if he gets.
Zemo just has cement hands that he's smashing these with. But
only.
You're right, though.
Only his hands.
He's got, once he's down there, he's got the line of sight. He's going to see under the dresser or whatever the fuck that thing was under. He might not smash it in the moment. Yeah, he might not smash the moment, but he'd grab that thing. He'd get it out of there and get it away from John Walker's hands.
All you got to do, go prone, get on that stomach, hands and knees, crawl over, smash. Then John Walker can come in and kick your ass, because that's what happened.
Always go prone.
Zemo just got knocked the hell out. But then, of course, you get the infamous, he picks it up and you're like, will he, won't the he, but I don't think anyone was thinking, no, he won't, because, like,
won't he? Won't he do this?
It also doesn't help, too, that, like, when we talk about the fight that happens, because we need to, like, finally talk about that, but the fight that happens with the Dora Milaje, I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it.
Yes.
With Io and her girls. It's
that was weird.
The coolest fight scene of this show so far.
Yes.
Even cooler than the bar fight the episode before.
Oh, man. I liked that bar fight, though.
I was getting up in my chair. Like, I was so...
like, let's go!
Like, this is so hype. And the fight technique they have and all of it, it's just so freaking cool. Like, I absolutely adored them coming into the picture. And seeing her just, like, go... and then, like, Bucky's arm falls.
That was wild.
Holy shit.
Sam's like, you know they could, do you know they knew how to do that? She's like, no.
And then the whole fight, no lie, Zemo is just sitting in the corner, like, sipping whiskey. Just, like, watching it all happen. And then you get Bucky yelling, like, looking good, John.
I was going to say, before Bucky and Sam even get roped into this, they're just, like, trying not to get involved. They're just like, yeah, looking real good, John.
Yeah.
Real Captain America here.
And that's the thing. That was like the breaking point when he gets to the end of the fight and he's just like, they weren't even super soldiers.
Which
is
a great.
Yeah, dude, you're out of your freaking league, okay?
Great moment.
And it's like at some point, and not that I pity him, but it is one of those things where it's like, the country set him up to fail. Because it's like you're putting him as this new beacon of hope, and he has nothing. Like, he's literally just a symbol. He has nothing to back it up, really.
That's one of my only kind of, like, logical problems with this. And I know, you know, you kind of have to pick your battles with this. What are you going to think too hard about? But the MCU is normally so good about having everything make sense, like, in canon. But why would they pick somebody that has no powers or even tech behind them?
Well, I believe
as the next Captain America, like it's just strange that the government would do that in this world.
I believe it's explained in the comics. I just don't know enough about them to like speak on it, so I won't, because I know I'll be called out for being ignorant. But if
you, like, dude, you don't know, you didn't read the comics.
If somebody out there knows and like can let us know, that'd be great. I don't like looking things up, but yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, I think it gets kind of explained and it makes sense and it creates this cool villain, because by the end of the show, you see something that I don't think we've ever seen in the MCU, which I adore. And it really does create such an amazingly compelling character, whether he's good or bad. Like, it creates this amazing character. And I actually do adore that. So.
Yeah, no, it's the thing is, it doesn't matter why they do that. Like, I'm sure the comics do explain it better, but it's fascinating beyond belief, that he is in this situation. And then now he's tasked with, you know, these people that like they don't have powers either. Now, granted, they're like extremely well-trained fighters from Wakanda. So he needs to give yourself a little credit, John, Walker.
There you go.
But yeah, so it creates this very interesting, like, inner turmoil for him, where he has to decide, presumably probably quite easily, to take it. But it's just, he is missing the whole point of what makes Captain America Captain America, what made Steve Rogers Steve Rogers.
Right.
And the show has done a good job of making us, you know, I don't know if a lot of people not side with him, but sympathize with him. I kind of do a little bit. Still hate him. Nobody go back and watch a couple episodes ago where I may or may not have made some comments comparing him to another Avenger that everyone loved, another Captain America, and might have said that John Walker was better, something like that. I don't know. I don't remember any of that.
My brother just poked his head in my room and goes, John Walker's misunderstood.
That's right. Right. Thank you, Mike.
But that's the thing.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Which
I get it.
I'm going to say what I feel at the end of this, because I have like more feelings than that. But we need to talk about what happens with the fight at the end, like the most important pivotal fight of probably this show. And it's when, like, you kind of start realizing slowly. I don't know when you realized it, but when John Walker like clearly took the super soldier serum.
Here's the thing. I like to consider myself a smart person. For some reason, when I'm watching movies, I pick up on the very last, like, clue.
You
like,
really do.
I think I just like to psych my... Like, I'm so enjoying it. I'm not trying to figure this shit out. You know what I mean? I don't want to be smarter than, like, the movie. I'll know when it's damn time. I'll know when he starts beating this guy's head in. I'll be like, you know what? Human couldn't do that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, some podcasts say they noticed it, like, when he threw the shield into the wall. And I was like, I guess. But he's been throwing that shield around so well since the beginning of the show.
That didn't do it for me.
I didn't really catch it with that. But when he kicked someone through a wall, that's when I was like, oh, like, you literally can't do that.
Yeah.
It's
and
a cinder block.
And jokes aside, that's where I picked up on it, too. I was like, okay, he took it. But I also, it wasn't that I was shocked that he did. You know what I mean? I kind of, from the moment.
I mean, we were all expecting it.
From the moment he picked it up, I was like, he could have taken it at any moment. So I guess maybe I thought we'd see it on screen, and that's the only reason why I was shocked, or a little bit, just kind of like, okay, he took it. But other than that, it wasn't like, it's like, oh my God, he took it. He took the super soldier.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, no, I quite figured he would.
I feel like
shame
it's
on
one
you,
of those
John.
Things that, like, we, yeah.
It's on your side.
I mean, would you not? Do you really think you wouldn't?
Oh God. The worst part about you asking that question and me hesitating is they make a point of that in the show, which we should talk about that,
right?
Because I love that moment of, like, Zemo is still Zemo. Like, he is still the fucking interesting villain that he was in Civil War of, like, yeah, he goes about things the wrong way. He is very much still a villain, but his motivations and reason for it is, you know, he doesn't think people need, you know, the super soldier serum. He doesn't think, you know, superheroes are running amok. He's got all these problems with it. And he has that respect for Sam when he asks him, and Sam instantly is like, I wouldn't. Like, and he could tell Sam's
and
like, I don't need it.
That, When he said that, I respected him.
Oh, me too.
I literally don't know. Like, I would like to say maybe no, but at the same time, I'm like, I consider myself a good person. So
for me,
I would be like Cap.
Well, that's the thing. I think for me, I would need to, like, it would be, do you understand the rules of it? Like, is it, because I don't even know if John Walker does. You know what I mean? Like, does he totally get the fact that, like, the super soldier serum just kind of amplifies the things about you? And I guess he probably does, because he would just think that, okay, well, I am good.
Well, that's what his friend says. Work.
Right. So, yeah, so that does make sense then. So, yeah, it's just, how naive are you? Do you understand yourself as well as you think you are? Are you lying to yourself?
Yeah, exactly. It's a really complex thing.
It is.
I actually super like that it's involved in this.
Yeah.
But I know it's one of those things that, like, that whole conversation with his friend kind of opened your eyes. And then we get to all of this part where he's fighting people, and you get, like, such important things that you're seeing with, like, Bucky and Falcon, and then, like, Cap even with Falcon at some, or new Cap, that I shouldn't have even called him Cap, but
he's Cap now.
You get them fighting together.
We're already forgetting about fucking Steve Rogers. Sam Rogers?
That's the thing.
John Rogers? Oh, can't even remember his name anymore. The distant memory.
But that's the thing. Like, you kind of see them, like, fighting together. I don't know. It seems like everything might be cool for a moment, and then it all goes to hell. It's crazy too, because, like, you kind of don't. I really liked Battlestar. Like, I really liked his sidekick, and I was almost.
I almost
upset.
Thought he wasn't going to be dead. They kept flashing back to his
upset.
Face. And I was like, this would be fucked up if he just wakes up and then it's like, oh God, you killed him for no reason.
I know, but I mean,
still
I
no reason.
No, I figured he was dead. Like,
me
I
too.
Didn't
it looked, guess
that.
It looked intense.
And so I don't know. I'm going to miss him in the show, because I actually really, really liked that character. But I do know that that's literally the only thing that could be the next push, like, turning point for John. Walker.
Well, yeah,
and
because.
So, it makes Carly kind of, like, unredeemable, too. Because, like, when the fact that she did it, I'm just like, well, shit. Like, I really, like, that's really not cool. Like, I really don't know how I feel about Carly anymore with this.
It's
like, you kind of pitied her and got where she was coming from, even though she's making bad choices. But that is, like, it is a breaking point.
It's weird, too, because it's strange. I don't really, I don't totally understand her in this fight, because everything stopped when he, like, hit the wall and it looked like he was dead. Like, if they were fighting to kill, they would have kept going. It would have been like, all right, we killed one of them. Let's keep fucking getting at him. And everybody just stopped. And it was this weird thing of, like, did Carly mess up too? And it seems like she did. It seemed like she was
she
not
did.
Trying to
she,
kill him.
She, yeah. She
so that's why.
But that's the problem. Like, taking the serum that you don't know
oh,
how to
yeah.
control.
Well, again, she is. I don't know. She is the villain, right? So it is one of those things of, like, you know, I love when the MCU has these villains that have, you know, maybe the right ideals, but are going about things the wrong way. And Carly kind of falls somewhere in that. Not even the right ideals. Did you listen to the Kind of Funny review of it?
I did.
I thought Paris Lilly brought up a really good point where he was like, and we kind of already knew this, but he kind of just, like, sitting there and like saying it in real words. It's like the Flag Smashers literally are just the continuation of, like, Thanos's beliefs. And they are, like, what would happen on Earth if it was, like, these people that agreed with Thanos and carried out his trying to continue his mission on it. And
I mean, Zemo was right. Like, it is a form of supremacy.
Yeah.
So
it literally is. And so, like, I thought all of that kind of came even more full circle in this episode. And that was really cool.
Well, yeah. And then we finally get to the point, like, the turning point of this entire show, which is his sidekick, Battlestar, like, is dead. He gets murdered. And everyone's just silent, because that is, like, I don't know. It's one of those things that, you know, there's nothing that you could ever do to stop the person from going off and doing what they're about to do. And so you get that, like, sinking feeling in your gut, because you're like, what is going to happen with this? And let me tell you, what happened is not at all what I expected to happen. Like, I expected him to kill someone, but I did not expect him to kill someone as brutally as he did, or in, like, just Times Square, practically.
Yes.
You know, like,
not the right place to do this.
But you could
John.
See how blinded by rage he was, which is just so the utter opposite of Cap. Like, the utter, nothing is more different than Cap than what happened at the end of this episode. And so you see him just, like, the guy is literally saying, like, I'm sorry, it wasn't me, like, pleading for his life, and then gets just demolished. And it's hard to watch. And then you get that shot, that last shot, where he's just standing up there with that bloody shield. And it's this symbol. You literally have a backpack of it. Like, it's this such important symbol.
That's blocked.
To, like, anybody who loves Cap or comics or anything. And you see it, like, bloodied for, like, the first time ever, I feel.
It's like, it makes you feel, like, disrespected. It makes you feel like, this thing has meant something to me.
It almost feels like sacrilegious.
Yeah. It's like, this shield is supposed to stand for hope and, like, good. You know what I mean? Like, being able to stare down tough decisions like that and still make the right choice. And it would never involve the shield being covered in blood the way it was, in cold blood. You know what I mean? And yeah, and it obviously, you know, they know what they're doing when they hang on that last shot, and that's how it ends, is like, fuck yeah, you're supposed to feel mad. I think they've planted the seeds to sympathize with John Walker at times, but it's like, no, right now you are supposed to be like, this is not it. This is not Cap. This is, something is wrong. Like, this guy is not carrying the mantle the way he's, you know, supposed to. And there's no way it wasn't done on purpose, too. But the similarities between the stance he's in when he's doing this and the way that Cap was in Civil War over Iron Man. And he, you know, he stops. He breaks the armor. He shuts the thing down. But he's not fucking killing Tony like that. And, you know, there's so many. They're really, like, just kind of in your face being like, this is not Captain America.
And I freaking love it. And by the end of it, this is going to sound sick. No one judge me out there. By the end of this episode, when all this happens, I was like, I respect John Walker more. But not in, like, a way of I respect him as, like, a person. I'm like, I respect this villain. Like,
oh, yeah.
I really appreciate the way they've created this villain. It sucks for him. I mean, he's going to have a tough life now. But other than that, I mean, I think this was the perfect way to create, like, this specific character and introduce him into the MCU. It's wonderful.
And the turn is done really well. The turn is done really well too, how in the same episode that we get a little bit more context for what Carly's going through. And even though we don't agree with what she's doing, we understand why, you know, she is. And so while there's still the Flag Smasher, still the villains, it's like, while a little bit shifting from there, then we have this more, we at the end of this episode, it's like, John Walker is the fucking villain. You know what I mean? Like, he is the bad Cap is the villain of the show. And what we're about to get, I would assume, is going to be like full on bad with that, especially since Battlestar is gone. And that really is the kind of light in his life, and him being there to not kind of be that little good whisper in his ear anymore. I think he's going downhill. So,
yeah. I couldn't agree more.
I couldn't agree more.
No, it's, I am very excited to see the rest of the show and see how this is all going to play out, because we have a lot to see played out.
The only thing, like, I side with a lot of what happened with Carly in this episode, but her calling Sam's sister and threatening her, that was a fucking dick move. So, didn't like that.
So dumb.
It's a bridge too far for me. It's a bridge too far.
It just didn't feel... I know it was, like, supposed to feel really threatening, but I feel like if I were the sister, I probably would have been like, this is a prank call. This is some shit.
Well, I'd
just be like, no.
I think the sister should have been a little more scared. I think that's why it felt weird like that, but I believed she would do it. I'm just saying, you know, don't really agree
It's not that I wouldn't believe it. I just, I don't know. I found that just not as threatening as they were trying to let it come off.
Yeah,
but
that's fair.
Either way. It got Falcon where he needed to be. That was the whole point of it. Like, so whatever. Kudos to them, I guess. But either way, I'm excited to see what's coming next. If you're excited to see what's coming next on this show, continue to talk with us about it. We like to recap things for you guys, because sometimes it's just fun, you know, to recap a show right before you continue it. So you can do that every Thursday with us at 10 a.m. But yeah, I think that's all I've got to say. You got anything else, Matt?
No, I think that's it. I'm really excited for the last two episodes. I think they're gonna be wild. Are we gonna get the hour and a half episodes that we were promised with WandaVision? Probably not.
No. Omar, how you feel about it?
Dude, it was great.
Oh, awesome.
So that's normally what he says.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll be on this next with you guys. But until then, grab a glass of whiskey and watch a good fight.